All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is... Oh, there's something on my... Oh, I don't know how that got there. Ugh. Maybe I need to clean this thing. Anyway, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with Grimm's Hentai Corner and Great Deceiver. This is it. This is the last Seishoujo game we have. Nothing else has been translated yet. I'm always hoping there's going to be an announcement from Shiravune that, you know, Sleepless and Sleepless Nocturne just, you know, get localized or something, but so far that hasn't happened. All we've got is Maria's Gym from Hell. You're going to get a hell of a workout in this gym, folks, so stay tuned and you'll find out. Oh, by the way, they basically used a lot of the same music from Starless, so you'll hear a lot of familiar themes. The new music doesn't really come in until, of course, Sleepless and Sleepless Nocturne, but this is the bridge to Sleepless and Sleepless Nocturne. So, it's the bridge and hopefully we get the other game. I'm using a bicubic filter. I don't know if that makes things look better or what, but I don't notice a difference. Yep. Isn't that nostalgic? It reminds you of getting up in the morning, having to go and see Marisa drink her urine, and then, of course, having to deal with that damn dog, right? And that's just the start of the day. But not this time. This is Maria's gym. So this is the place. It's even ritzier than what I expected. I, Yukio Makise, gaze up at the towering building looming in front of me. There's fitness clubs and then there's fitness clubs, but this has got to be the poshest one I've ever seen. Okay, we've got to stop right there. I want... where's my text? Ah! Fast. That or I really do have the wrong address. I skim over the documents in my hand to make sure I'm at the right location. Starting today, this club will be offering its clients intensive training plans. And as luck would have it, they've selected me as one of the trainers to make that happen. Boy, he's gonna wish that didn't happen, right? To be honest though, this isn't something I really wanted for myself. It just happened to be the highest paying job out of the ones I looked at, so here I am. I applied expecting to be shot down immediately, but instead they pleasantly surprised me with a notice confirming I'd passed. I looked down at the acceptance letter and map printouts in my hand. Now that I'm in, I want to get this right for whoever it was that made the call to hire me. I'm admittedly new to this, and a little more nervous than I'd like, but as long as I keep my eyes on the prize, I'm sure it'll turn out fine. Plus, although it's a one-term contract, there's a chance they'll take me on as a permanent trainer later based on my performance. I'm not even dreaming when I say I could be raking in some serious cash if I play my cards right. And as for me right now, I just can't afford to lose out on a chance like that. Alright, let's do this. After another self-inflicted pep talk to try to pump myself up, I slowly put my best foot forward and head towards the entrance. There's a crowd of other trainers already gathered out front. Every last one of them looks either ripped or jacked. I can't help feeling a little out of my depth next to them. Just then, I notice someone else in the crowd. Our eyes meet instantly. She looks at me squarely for a few moments, then quickly breaks the ice. Hey, you here as one of the new trainers too? You're kind of small though. You must be a nutrition coach or something, right? No, I'm a trainer. I fumble with my reply, getting off guard. Let's try that one again, guys. Caught off guard by her rapid-fire questions. Judging from her slight tan, she seems like an outdoorsy type. She's probably good at sports, too. Oh, my bad. Though I guess that potentially makes us co-workers, huh? She beams confidently and goes in for a handshake. I'm Maki Suzuka. Nice to meet you. Same here. I'm Makise. I shake her hand as I introduce myself, still feeling a little self-conscious. There are several other female trainers in the crowd, but Suzuka's definitely the hottest one here. Wow, she's down to earth too. I've been a nervous wreck since I got here, but I'm feeling slightly better now thanks to her. I wasn't expecting this many of us, to be honest. And talk about flawless physiques. None of them already have, excuse me, most of them already have years of experience under their belts, too. See that buff guy in the corner? He's been in actual personal trainer competitions and won. I've even seen his face in trade magazines. Although with the salaries they're offering us, it's no wonder they've got fancy trainers jetting in from all over the place. Wow! I nod along like an idiot. I had no idea the stakes were this high. Anyways, we've got this. I'm still kind of new to this myself, but come find me if you ever need help with something. So thanks, I'd like that. I smile back at her as she grins at me again. Then without pausing, she turns and heads inside the building. As the rest of the crowd start doing the same, I realize it's showtime. Feeling relatively confident now, I take in some last-minute deep breaths. Here goes nothing. Still dead set on putting my best foot forward, I slowly take my first step inside the building. With the new trainers now assembled in the lobby, we excitedly wait for the owner to appear. Surveying the toned bodies and seasoned expressions around me, I can't help feeling like an imposter again. I must stick out like a sore thumb to these guys. Suddenly, we hear the echo of high heels clicking down a polished hallway floor nearby. The footsteps gradually get louder and then stop at the center of the lobby, just in front of us. Sorry to keep you waiting. Welcome to the Royal Family Fitness Club, the crown jewel of the Mamiya group. A hushed silence descends on the crowd as the source of the voice, a beautiful woman, addresses us. She looks around at the sea of trainers around her and an elegant smile spreads across her ruby red lips. It's nice to meet you all. I'm manager of the club, Ria Ito. Araya Ito. A murmur runs through the assembly at the mention of her name. So that's Raya. I turn in surprise to see Suzuka standing right next to me. Music might be a little too loud, guys, you think? Not hearing any of these voices. Let's see. Music during voices needs to come down. Voices need to come up. I turn surprised to see Suzuka standing right next to me. We meet again. Suzuka chuckles and returns her gaze to the woman on the podium. I've only seen her in photos and magazines before. She's even more impressive than I expected. No wonder they call her the Empress. The Empress. Suzuka looks back at me in confusion for a moment. What? You've never heard of the Empress either? Yeah, I guess I should have done more research. That's one name you'll definitely want to know if you plan on working in this industry. She's Rhea Ito, one of the ruling elites of the Mamiya Group. The Mamiya Group? Even I've heard of them. They're a powerful mega conglomerate, probably one of the most prominent in Zaibatsu in all of Japan. Noting my surprise, Suzuka continues to quickly fill me in. The Mamiya Group has deep ties to real estate, medicine, and finance, and Satan, and has achieved overnight success these past few years in one other industry, too. Yep, the beauty industry. In fact, beauty and fitness has proven to be one of their most successful moves yet. Just wait till they break into the military. And the woman driving that success is Rhea Mamiya. Thanks to her, the Mamiya Group is now top dog in Japan's beauty and fitness industry. Wow, that's something. But what's with the whole Empress thing? It's a nickname that apparently came about due to her regal beauty and autocratic style of management. But I guess she must like it too, because it quickly became the only way people really referred to her. I had no idea she was involved with the fitness club, though. Seeing the elegant lady in front of me now, I can see why the appellation stuck. Stuck, rather. Even her aura seems regal. Her grace and poise are nothing short of breathtaking. Even at this distance, she's like a literal empress. From her confidence and demeanor alone, it's not hard to tell that she's a powerful, influential figure. The Empress continues to coolly address the crowd as the rest of us whisper excitedly among ourselves. Let me begin by explaining what we do here. Look this way, please. Right on cue, a large projection screen appears along one of the walls, showing a detailed map of the building facilities. While technically open to the general public, we pride ourselves on being an exclusive fitness club for top-tier celebrities, executives, and other elite clientele. Depending on the client's rank, the machines, floors, and services we offer can vary significantly. The Empress then walks us through more slides of various lavish equipment and luxury amenities. Here is just some of our state-of-the-art training equipment developed in-house by the Mamiya Group. Many of these were designed exclusively for this fitness club. I see some dumbbells there. See some bikes, more dumbbells, giant silver medicine ball. Yep. Interesting. It seems even some of the more experienced trainers around me are seeing these unique machines for the very first time. Oh, so this is what a dumbbell looks like. To be absolutely fair, I don't see anything state-of-the-art. I mean, yet. Holy crap, this is cutting-edge stuff. No wonder they're for big-name celebs and pro athletes only. Oh, okay. I've heard Hollywood A-listers and major business leaders even come in, which makes sense seeing as that's the group's target demographic. Okay, but then what about all the shady rumors that keep going around, you know, the doping and stuff? When you're as big as the Mamiya Group, of course, there's an underbelly hidden away. They maintain a clean public image, of course, but the rumors about their operations can get pretty dark. We know how dark. The crowd starts whispering about the unsettling rumors they've heard as the Empress continues her virtual tour. I've heard similar rumors myself, but as far as I know, nothing's ever actually been proven or made it to the courts. There's no way in hell that would ever happen. I bet it's just gossip started by people jealous of the Mamiya Group's breathtaking business and financial success. I sigh to myself and try to ignore the harsh whispering around me. We'll be dividing the new higher instructor candidates this time into two, with each group being assigned to one or of two different training programs. The first type of instructor will assist general clients with their normal training routines. The second type will offer special training plans and services to our VIPs. Okay, guys, I've got to end it here. I've got some important business to take care of, and don't worry, we're bringing it back tomorrow, okay? We're definitely bringing it back, but I gotta handle some business. And definitely gonna continue on this rather small. This is a small game. Don't get excited. It's a small game. But we'll bring more of it to you later on. So this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Great Deceiver. Stay tuned.